AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A bill to keep the Department of Homeland Security operating past midnight has gone down to defeat.
The House rejected a three-week extension of funding for the department.
The yeas are 203. The nays are 224.
51 Republicans abandoned their leadership and voted no, many because the bill doesn't include language that would block the president's action on immigration. Most Democrats opposed the measure, preferring the Senate's approach of a funding bill through September, though the Senate was ready to accept this shorter extension. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's now up to House Speaker John Boehner how Homeland Security is funded, since the Senate has already approved a long-term plan.
The choice the Speaker is facing is, are we going to fund the agency for 3 weeks, or are we going to fund it for the full year? And are we going to do it at levels that are agreed upon by Democrats and Republicans as clearly in the best interest of the American people?
President Obama is mourning the passing of actor Leonard Nimoy.
The president says long before nerdy was cool, there was Leonard Nimoy. In a written statement, Obama calls Nimoy's Spock the logical, big-eared center of Star Trek's optimistic, inclusive vision of humanity's future. He adds, I loved Spock. So when he met Nimoy in 2007, it just seemed right to greet him with the Vulcan salute that says, live long and prosper.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. No one was hurt today in a multi-vehicle pileup on Highway 75 north of Dallas. But Sergeant Lonnie Haschel of the Highway Patrol says there have been some storm-related fatalities.
Highway Patrol troopers worked a fatality west of Fort Worth in Parker County, and we had another one on the tollway system in the Dallas area. So we encourage folks to slow down and make sure you're using your headlights and buckle up.
The U.S. economy slowed down more than first estimated in the final 3 months of last year. But some economists say it's nothing to worry about.
GDP grew at an annual rate of 2.2%. That's less than the 2.6% first estimated last month. It marked a major slowdown from the third quarter, which had been the strongest growth in 11 years. Joel Naroff is the chief economist at Naroff Economic Advisors. He says the new report should not darken the overall economic picture.
This is likely to be a temporary slowdown. So many things are coming together as far as the economy is concerned.
Consumer sentiment is also down after reaching an 11-year high in January. The brutal winter weather is being partly blamed. I'm Martin DeCaro.
February was a strong month for stockholders, but major indices were down a bit today on the last trading day of the month. The Dow led the way down 82 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.